Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 8. Let's begin in verse number 7. We'll read the rest of this chapter, verse number 13. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 7. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commendeth us not to God, neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which hath knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died? For when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sinned against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. And you know the context here. Again, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and we already, by the way, just to review quickly, they're having a lot of struggles, a lot of difficulties. New believers, mature believers, and they're in the church, just they're fussing. Matter of fact, we watched something in the trees last night on Cades Cove. How many of you ever been to Cades Cove? Love going to Cades Cove. Love going to. I've been to all the churches, you know. They have a missionary Baptist church there. They have a primitive Baptist church there, and they have other churches there, and I love visiting the churches. And the John Oliver house, I don't know if y'all remember, he's old law. And Latrice, we'd sit there. She said, I sure would love to live back then. I said, well, I kind of would too, but I like where I'm at today, you know. Anyway, they showed the thing about that, the primitive Baptist church. It was the first church building, Cades Cove. And they literally had a church split. Matter of fact, a fact that most people didn't notice while I was watching facts about Cades Cove, that in that primitive Baptist church, there's a crack in the middle of the floor. It's old wooden slats. The floors are wooden. And dead in the middle of the aisle is a split all the way down the aisle in the middle of the wood. And the story goes this, that it was Primitive Baptist Church. And of course, they didn't believe in missions and strong Calvinism and all. And some of the people started believing about missionaries. We need to start evangelizing, sending out missionaries. And they literally had a church split. But before they split, now this was during Civil War days, by the way. And that the people who were the primitive Baptists, because they only had one church at the time, the people would sit on one side who were the primitive Baptists. The other side who were the later became the missionary Baptists who started that church, they sit on the other side. And during the Civil War, they actually had to cancel some of the church services because they thought that these people were actually going to start fighting. Literally. Fighting because so what happened? They went and built them another. It's called missionary, whatever it is, missionary Baptist church. Anyway, neat. So, and that's what's happening in Corinth. Man, they're having some real problems. Remember the first couple of chapters. Some say I'm a Paul. Some of them, I'm Apollos. Well, I'm of Christ. They, you know, they're having the church, and there was divisions. He said, "There's divisions among you." Well, this is another problem they had in chapter number 8. So the more mature believers would eat that good steak that came from that was offered to the idols. We looked about this last week in our Bible study. And the priest, any leftover of the meat that was offered to the idol, the priest would take it to the marketplace. And they could sell it there. And it's like going to Publix at the time, and you just buy your meat from the meat market to take it home with you. Well, the weak believers, they could not literally stomach the idea that, man, we cannot eat that meat that was offered to idols. While the mature believer said, there's nothing wrong with it. And that's when Paul's talking about, you had that knowledge. These strong believers, the mature believers, that you know that the meat's nothing, the idols are nothing. We looked at that in a few previous verses. But man, was it a struggle with them weaker believers. They just couldn't get over the fact that this meat was offered to idols. So Paul, what do we do? There's a problem. So he answers this question now in verse number 7. Let's finish this out. Howbeit, there is not that in every man that knowledge. Again, going back, that knowing that that meat is just a piece of meat. It means nothing. That the idols, there's nothing in idols. Remember, we looked at this last week. He talked about there's many gods, many idols, but there's really but one God. Remember, we looked at that last week. I think I mentioned last week the Hindus, the ones in India, they have over 300 million gods just in Hinduism. So even today, in today's world, there's millions and millions and hundreds of millions of gods. But we know there's only one God, God the Father. And these mature believers knew that. The weaker believers, remember, they were saved out of this. They used to go to the idol temples and worship and eat that meat. They have a real problem. Paul is pointing to the fact that not all believers possess the knowledge necessary to understand that a believer could eat that meat, that it had been offered to idols. Not all Corinthian believers had grown to that point of spiritual maturity. And he wanted those believers who were mature to understand that. Remember, we introduced the idea last week in the Bible study. Always, always, when you have difficulties, it should be love over knowledge. The old saying, love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sins. That applies in this. Okay, we know, but yet this love ought to be the motivating factor, not your knowledge, okay? For some with a conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. In other words, these weak believers, and I use that term because that's the term Paul uses, they haven't matured in Christ. They cannot get past the point that this meat was an offering, a sacrifice to idols. They couldn't get past that. As hard as they tried, it was still stuck in that, their craw, so to speak. They couldn't get over that fact, okay? And their conscience being weak, it hasn't grown, it's defiled. Conscience is defined as this, the definition of a conscience. The soul as distinguishing between what is morally good and what's bad, prompting to do the good and shun the bad. Your conscience. It's what decides within your mind what's good and what's bad. Within every man, God has given them a conscience. Whether you're saved or unsaved, you have a conscience. Whether it's morally good or morally bad. Us as believers, our conscience is guided by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. But still, even unbelievers, aren't you glad they have a conscience? If not, everybody'd be killing each other. Well, I can't kill that person because it's morally wrong. It's morally wrong to steal. So even unbelievers have a conscience. They know that's wrong and that's right. That's what a conscience is. And it prompts them to do the good and shun the bad. That's the purpose of a conscience. Okay. Now, why is their conscience weak? That's the question. These believers, they haven't grown to maturity. Why is their conscience weak? It's not because their conscience does not work. It does work. The problem is it overworks. I tell people all the time, I'm not going to say it because I'll get in trouble. I tell them, you're overthinking this. You ever hear that? Sometimes we overthink it. That's what these weak believers do. They were overthinking this. And it wasn't that their conscience didn't work. Indeed, it did work. In fact, it overworked and it was wrongly informed. They didn't have the proper information.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.